welcome to Sensing Spirit with Kristen and Kimmy. I'm Kristen. This is my girl, Kimmy.
Hey.
And we've got a fantastic episode topic for you coming up here shortly. But first, and we do have some important announcements as well. We have some important announcements that we're going to get to. But first, we want to know, what is in your cup? So, Kimmy, what do you have in your cup?
All right, what's in my cup? I am drinking bubbly. Yes, I want to say buble. The mango passion fruit is so good. I never liked seltzer water or sparkling water that tasted like seltzer, but these are really, really good. And I need the caffeine, so shout out to bubbly.
Heck yeah.
And buble, so good.
My husband Mark likes mixing. That's a bit of a tongue twister. My husband Mark likes mixing those bubblies with like vodka, rum, stuff like that.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. I'm boring, but sounds good. What's in your cup, everybody?
Yeah, let us know in the comments. Hey, Julie. Hi, Trina. And Carol says no drinking tonight. She's enjoying an Italian ice. That sounds good, actually. It's super hot here. It was like...
I would rather, you know, have that than what I'm drinking.
And I have a lime margarita in my pink sparkly koozie, as per usual.
Ooh. So, hi, Julie, Carol, Katrina. I said that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
Caroline says crystal infused water. That sounds lovely.
Oh, that sounds good. It really does. What crystal are you using?
Hmm.
Does it change the flavor?
I would like the strawberry crystal.
The rose quartz?
Okay, perfect. That's awesome. Ooh. Jose Joe has Jim Beam. Hell yeah, it's been that kind of week. I hear you, brother.
Mm-hmm. Damn, it's only Wednesday and it's a holiday week, so geez.
So Caroline's using citrine and carnelian. I hope I said that correctly.
Nice. So you got that little citrusy flavor. Make sure you share this out, please, because this is going to be a good topic. It's going to be one that we definitely need you to chime in and let us know your thoughts and experiences. So this is going to be a good topic.
Absolutely.
It sounds boring, but trust me, it's not going to be. We're not going to tell you how to ground and balance yourself. But you'll see.
Mm-hmm. You'll Kimmy, see. We didn't actually discuss this before the episode, but do you want to do the announcements now or do you want to wait until later?
Ooh, why don't we do them now since we're still waiting to hear what everyone's drinking, and please share this out.
Yeah.
Kristen,
yes,
you want
ma'am.
Me to say it or do you?
Well, let's do it together. Ready?
Well, how do we know what to say?
We're moving... to YouTube.
We're and I still use AOL.
Hey, Joe, thanks for stopping in and hanging out with us for a bit. But yeah, we're going to be moving to YouTube Live. Is it Shell or Shelly? I'm sorry, I don't want to say it wrong, but she has IPA. So, Jose Joe.
I know what that is.
Oh, dearly beloved, Jose Joe says, we're gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Yep.
I love Prince.
Electric word life. It means forever. And that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you there's something else. The YouTube.
Wait a minute. That's the music in
wait,
the,
is this like a church line. Song or something? Because I'm not familiar
no,
with that.
No, it's Prince.
Oh.
It's Prince.
Oh.
Oh, it's a Prince song.
Oh, my husband's going to kill me for not knowing
Julie,
that.
Julie uses... Okay, let me explain myself before we move on. I use AOL for junk mail. So when I go to like a store and they're like, what's your email? You're not getting my real email. You're getting my AOL. I don't care what you think about me. You can think that I'm 80 years old, but you're getting my AOL. Okay. All right. Anyway, so yeah, we're going to YouTube. We already are on YouTube, but we were going to start doing our live episodes on YouTube, and we are expanding. And we told you at the beginning of the season that there's a lot of changes coming, and that's just one. So we were excited. So hopefully you will be joining us, because we can't do this without you. So you are a co-host, so please be there.
Yes. And I'm going right now to get our channel link to post it in the comments so that people can go right now and subscribe to it so that they know, or we'll get notifications whenever we go live. Sorry, guys, it's kind of a messed up. I was going to say something else. It's a messed up link because we don't yet have enough subscribers for us to be able to customize our link. No. So that's why I'm saying go there. Please go there and subscribe so that we can change this ridiculous link.
Ardelia,
yay. And I'm sorry, Joe, I should know better. I know. Joe said, come on, Chris. I know. I should know better. Okay. So let's...
Shame on you.
Was that everything? It's just, I mean, we are moving to YouTube. We're going to be doing our live streams there. We've got some other changes, too, that we're working on. So let's just wait on the rest of those for now.
Yep.
But there's more good stuff.
I think that's enough for you.
Yeah. There's more good stuff.
A lot of good
coming.
Stuff.
So,
absolutely.
Our topic tonight is grounding and balancing. So, Kimmy, why don't you go ahead and start us off with that?
All right. So, like I said, it's not going to be what you think. Yes, we're going to talk about grounding and balancing and all that, but I want to start off by saying there's a couple of different types of spiritual people out there. There are some who claim to be spiritual people, but when they're feeling and sensing things, it's like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't fool somebody who's doing this for a living, you know?
Right.
So I have encountered some people who are like, oh, I'm feeling this. Oh. This is, wait, hold on.
But, the dramatics.
Wait, and I'm sitting here. And I'm just hearing, like, my spirit guides, like, what the fuck is going on here? Have you ever encountered those people? And it's like they're trying to kid somebody who knows what's going on. Like, it's the craziest thing. Then you have those who are enlightened-ish. You know, they have abilities.
Or people who are sensitive.
But, yeah, so I'm not saying that they're not. But they seem to be either kind of making it up as they go and hoping that it comes along, or they can be kind of led by the opposite type of energy that you would want them to be led by, or that you would hope. I don't want to say, you know, that you want them to, because everyone has their own path, but it seems like everything is dark, or everything is, you need healing for this, healing for that. And it's almost like, what are you tapping into? You know what I mean? It doesn't feel authentic, doesn't feel real. It seems like they just want to be dramatic and they want to, you know, put on a performance. Okay. So have you ever experienced those type of people, first off? Because I have many of them. And it's quite entertaining, I have to say.
First of all,
you sit back and just like
let me just say that if anybody ever tells me that I need to come back for another session, this is where it ends. If anybody ever tells me that I need to come back for another session, we are done. Because clearly, whoever this other person might be, this reader, healer, whatever, is in it for the money. And that's something that bugs the ever-loving shit out of me as a professional. Because there are people that will do that and like they end up in court over this stuff, because they end up scamming people out of hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars. And that's a problem. Like if you're being honest and you're centered, you're grounded, if you're a healer and you feel like I'm not going to get all of this done in one session, it's at least worth mentioning to them, to your client, that I feel like it might be beneficial if you come back for a second session, but you don't have to. Like, it's not
totally
going to be life-changing.
It's their choice.
Yeah, it's their choice.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole dramatics thing that you were talking about, like, I feel this. I feel like you're anxious. I feel like you have some questions. what the fuck you think I'm here for?
So first off, have you encountered this? So put down in the comments if you've encountered anybody, whether it's recent or when you first started out or whatever, let us know, because I really want your opinion on this. Okay, so that's that kind of group. There's a couple of groups in there. Have you ever encountered somebody who was too spiritual that they lost themselves? So this is where the grounding and balancing yourself. And I'm talking about, and I've seen them too. It's the kind of... No names. But if I had to name a category, I would say more hippie type. But I'm talking about like a caricature of a hippie. I'm talking about love and light times 1,000. Okay. So I'm talking about those who are so freaking high on spiritual life that like they're on a constant helium fix. Like it's like, bitch, come back down. Okay. Come back down. Okay. Cause you can't help anybody if you're so high up there. Like, how do you deal with real life shit? Okay. Like it feels good. It does feel good to like be in that spiritual power. It does. It's like a drug sometimes. And some people love it so much that they want to escape the real life. But if you're trying to do this to help other people, you need to be down here. Okay. Mm-hmm. You need to be here.
I'm not laughing at people. Oops. I hit the microphone. Sorry. I'm not laughing at people who subscribe to the higher vibrational, operating area, but I'm laughing because I just saw a video today of a woman. It's on Facebook Shorts. I'm gonna have to see if I can find the link, but I'm gonna give a quick description and hopefully you understand why I'm finding this so funny. It's a woman on a beach and she's surrounded by a few of her people, and she is convinced that she can create a physical force field around herself. And she's got her hands up in front of her face and she's vibrating and super tense, and everyone is around her is trying to infuse her with their power. And she finally gets her force field created and she puts her arms down, and some fucking linebacker comes at her and tackles her ass to the ground. Like, oh, yep. Welcome back down to earth, honey. Get out of that space for a little bit.
Yes, Julie. Yes. Sometimes they are on that shit. Let's just say it that way. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they can not necessarily be on mushrooms or any of those kinds.
Any kind of mother plant.
It's like they're so out of touch with life because they're constantly in the spiritual world. So this is why it's so important that you ground. Mm-hmm. You need to be here. Okay. It's nice to get away a little bit to kind of decompress and sit with your thoughts. Things, you know, will come up that will help you deal with your life. So that's great. But at some point in time, you actually have to be here to live this life. Otherwise you would just be a spirit. Mm-hmm. So
you'll have plenty of time at that level later on. Once you leave your physical form, it's not a race.
I think that's why I'm a little scared of ayahuasca. Like, I kind of want to try it as a shamanic practitioner, but I feel like I'm going to act a fool. That's all I'm going to say. I feel like I'm going to act a fool and someone's going to be recording that shit and that's going to come to haunt me. No pun intended. I feel like I was... Anyway, I'm not going to go into any stories, but so have you ever experienced somebody who was like, child, calm down. what is up with you? Like, or, be here with us.
Oh, I have another. I'm sorry if I'm putting a monkey wrench into your thing,
your process. But here, see, that's what happened. This is what we do.
This is what we do. Yeah, we discuss. So what about, you talked about people who are like, I'm making shit up as I go. And then we talked about higher vibrational people who are constantly in kind of like that angelic space. But what about people who are always like, that's a demon. You got demons.
There are so many different, you know what, and I know we're making fun of it, but some of it is lack of knowledge. Some of it is you need to stop watching scary shit. Some of it
stop
is
watching ghost hunting shows.
Wait. I didn't want to say that because
I just said shows, ghost hunting shows.
I live for those every weekend, honey, so I can't say that.
Me too. But there are certain ones. There are certain ones where we know that they're the Tiger King of the paranormal world.
I love watching those shows because, especially Paranormal Caught on Camera, because I feel like that helps me. I love that. I feel like that show helps me to remain a good skeptic. Mm-hmm. Okay. So like there's another show, I forgot the name of it, but we call it the turtleneck show because the dude wears a turtleneck every single episode, no matter how hot it is outside, he is wearing a turtleneck. And I like it because they bring in all of the videos and stuff that people send to Paranormal Caught on Camera, but they get analysts and whatnot to say if it's real or whatever. And so people are seeing flashing lights in the sky and stuff. And I'm like, that ain't nothing but a damn exploding transformer. Verdict? An exploding transformer. So you got to know, like, there's all different types. There's people who think everything is spiritual. There's people who think, I saw a shadow figure. It must be a demon. It's evil. Dude, that ain't nothing but your grandfather who had an attitude in life and he still got an attitude in the afterlife. Like, calm down. Not everything that's dark or that's a shadow is bad, okay? It can be because of the lack of energy that they have to manifest in a different way. Mm-hmm. You know, not every soul manifests in the same way. So, like, comment. Like, that's why I like to do my due diligence and try to debunk first. Mm-hmm. And then when I've gone through everything, then I'm like, damn, that shit is legit. Like that's what I'm talking about. So
how many times off topic a little bit, but how many times have you caught yourself while you're watching one of these caught on camera? I'm sorry, my cat's meowing in the background. One of these caught on camera episodes, or it's not a person, I swear.
Magic.
Yeah.
It's magic.
Where it's, you know, a caught on camera episode, or you're watching a paranormal investigation show and you catch yourself remote viewing into that situation.
Yes. Ooh. Okay. So,
like, is this for real? And you know what? The telltale sign.
Yes,
every time,
I do.
Every time.
I don't like when I do that, though.
How I know that something is legit and there's something off or screwy about this situation is that I get tears in my eyes. Not that I start crying, my eyes water up.
Did you just see that? I had a tear in my eye. So she's legit with what she's saying. No, but yes, I have. And in fact, I was watching something on Holzer File. Shout out to Cindy and Dave. And I was like, I was there in New Hampshire. Let me take out the pictures and stuff like that. And I started like going into the location again. And I was there and I was feeling and I was like, ooh. So like, depending on what you're remoting into, if it's something that doesn't feel good, I hate doing that. Like, I'm like, all right, I can't go to sleep tonight. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's see. What are some of the comments? I want to know if any of you have dealt with, and again, we're not making fun of people, but these are the extremes.
Yeah.
These are the extremes and things that, like, the hairs on the back of my neck stand up, like, be cautious. You know what I mean? They may be legit, but just be cautious. What does your gut tell you about these people?
I'm totally guilty of sometimes being on one end of the spectrum or the other for a short period of time. But I feel like that's what we're about to get into, you know, because it's important to know where those boundaries are, or when you've been working from a certain energetic space for too long, and to know, okay, I need to come back down or I need to go up. I mean, if you do work within frequencies like that, to know, like, I need to get out of this space and I need to move into something else. I need to stop this.
It's so hard to, I like having a healthy debate, but when it comes to someone's spiritual practice, I don't feel like it's my place to debate somebody on that. Right. Like, even if I know that this doesn't feel right with what they're saying, doesn't feel right to me, I feel like they need to learn for themselves, or if they do believe that, then they need to protect themselves or have their spiritual practice however it fits them. However, I know that when I'm sitting back and someone is saying something to me that I know 100% is wrong, and me and my spirit guides are having like I'm trying to keep a straight face, even though like they're talking shit in a funny but not harmful way. But
no, it's for me, it's more like please help. It's kind of what I hear. Is what I get, because again,
we wrap this conversation up.
Yeah, just not to make things weird or anything, but I don't feel like I communicate directly with guides or anything like that. So I hear directly from a communicator, like, please help, please help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
I can ask. Like, can I lend a hand, something, anything? Because that's what I'm being urged to ask.
I so badly want to give you guys an example, but I'm not going to. But I'll just say I was in a situation. Okay, I said I wasn't going to give you an example, but I'm not going to go into details. Okay. So I was in a situation where somebody was saying something. We'll just leave that part blank. And my guide is like, she's lying. Like, she's lying. It wasn't even the fact of she's mistaken. It was straight up, she's lying. Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing my guide like right in my ear. And I'm like, in my head, I'm not, you don't even got to tell me, because I can feel it. Like, everything that's coming out. And this, I don't know if this was a case of genuinely believing it, or if it was a case of, I want to sound like I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Excuse mm-hmm. the language, but that's just how I felt in the moment. And it was just like, I couldn't do anything but just kind of smile and sit back. It's like, yep. What are you talking about?
That's when you recognize, like, I don't know, that this is not my monkey, not my circus. I'm just going to sit back.
When your stomach drops and is like, this situation doesn't feel right, and you almost feel yourself like coming out of yourself and standing off to the side and looking at the situation and like, how the hell do I get out of here? This doesn't feel right. This is not going to happen again. This is going to be the last time, because this is cut off. Like, that's when I'm like, all right, everything that's going on just doesn't sound right.
But and, have you ever had that happen to you as a medium, where you feel like, oh my God, I'm not in the right place. I'm not coming from the right space. And like, how do you navigate
that?
I'm
not
that?
Coming.
Yeah, you as a medium, you know? Mm.
That's a really good question. I always allow my gut to guide me, because I know that when I feel something, I know that that's my truth. It may not be someone else's truth, and I can only speak from my experience. I will say, though, if I misspeak in saying something, because you guys probably know, I can jumble up my words sometimes because I get anxious, I have anxiety. So I may misspeak, but I know what I was trying to say. So if I realize that, then I will, you know, apologize and say, no, I didn't mean it that way, or I came off wrong, or whatever. But when I'm in the power and I'm saying, you know, something that is spirit led, you feel it, you know it to be true, you feel it. It's not just like empty words coming out.
Right.
But it's one thing when someone is saying, this is bad, because it's not just one thing. It's like everything is bad. Then what the hell are you doing? Like, why? Then, damn, go in a corner somewhere and shield yourself from like rain. I don't know. What do you want from me? Like, it just doesn't make sense. It's like, I don't know. Like, yes, there's good and bad, but like,
there's always
why are
good
you
and
trying?
Bad.
Absolutely. But why are you trying to make other people feel like everything is bad? Like, is that what you want to do? Like, that's not empowering somebody. That's the complete opposite.
Right.
If you felt like something wasn't right, it's like, you know, I don't feel like something is right. However, I have an idea. This is how we can, you know, solve that or whatever. Like, empower them. Like, this is how you can, you know, take your power back or whatever. But like, damn, girl.
Just nope. You a lost cause.
Where's my sage? You know, hold on. Like, seriously, have you ever? Okay, let me. Okay, comments, people, because I can get into this all day.
So I think that Ardelia, she was touching on something about having several healing sessions, and that's
she
true.
Is right.
Yeah, that sometimes, you know, there you need to have several sessions with people because you have to have a breakthrough moment. But whenever you have that breakthrough moment, the thing for me when it comes to healing sessions is that if I'm not coaching someone, I don't need to have a breakthrough session. And I'm not all saying that that doesn't work for people who are coaching other people. It may be a misunderstanding, you know, that emotional release that you're talking about. But it's usually, it's been in my experience anyway, from what I've seen, is that the emotional, like big releases, breakthrough moments happen with some coaching, which I am not. I'm not a coach. I'm not a life coach. I'm not any kind of spiritual coach. I can tell people what I'm getting. But that's about it. And Lisa said that probably where people are coming from in their own beliefs and fears. And that is exactly true.
100% true. But here's the difference. Then that's stuff that they need to work out before they hold themselves out to the public to help people. Like, right. I totally get that. That's why.
Get out of your ego.
I am one of those. That's why I'm one of those forever people who are like, take a class. Like, you know what I mean? Because I don't ever want to let somebody down. Like, right. This means so much to me that I don't ever want to give somebody the wrong information or not empower them. Like, so there's a difference. There's people who come from this. They want to give out fear because they want you to think that they know a lot. They have all this information. This is what's going on. Girl, listen, that ain't nothing but The Conjuring, okay?
Or a scam.
There's just certain people out there who you can just tell right away it's ego. Mm-hmm. Let me show you how much I know. Right. Not let me show you how much I want to help you or help you help yourself. Mm-hmm. I just want you to think that I know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference and you can feel it. You can totally feel it. So
I feel like it's important to mention too, that if you're not a psychic or a medium, that this is important stuff for you to know. If you're seeking out psychics and mediums looking for readings, it's important that you understand our mindset and the possibilities of where we might be coming from so that you can find the best match for you and your needs and your goals and your wants as someone looking for a reading. These are all things that you can take into account when you're researching someone or you want a reading, you want to learn from them, figure out how they tick and why they tick the way that they tick. That's what's important because you're going to need that information to help you make that decision. Because it's not cheap. I mean, it's not cheap to take classes. It's not cheap to get a reading. So make sure you're investing your money where it's actually being invested and not wasted. Stay away from Fiverr. Stay away from Fiverr.
Okay, wait. I'm laughing because I tell people to go to Fiverr. But not for readings. When I found out that like they were doing that type of stuff, I'm like, wait a minute, they could go to Etsy. But no, I say go to Fiverr, like if you want to get like cheap business cards or designs. Oh, yeah.
No, I mean for
go
readings.
To Fiverr, but
don't go to Fiverr for readings. If they're charging you for like a one paragraph reading, just stop. Stop what you're doing. Stop thinking about it. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to take money away from people who are just trying to take it or trying to make a dime. But are you really trying to make a dime? Are you really putting in the effort as a professional? If you want to be paid as a professional, be professional and get off of these five and dime sites.
I swear, when I found out that people were doing readings there, and I know people who do readings on Etsy, so I'm not talking ish, but I thought it was just like, I will tell people like, oh, you want an intro to your, like your videos or you want, you know, your logo made, go to Fiverr. Yep. Man, those people are good. Okay. They're good and they're good quality and cheap. So, cheap price, not cheap as in quality, but anyway, I want to actually go back to what Julie said about people being on that ish. Insert name here. I found that some people who are very sensitive from childhood like to escape their so-called reality. And they do, you know, weed or other things to kind of escape that. And that is something in our industry that, that happens a lot, because sometimes being open to everything is, it's so much. And if you don't have a mentor, or like I didn't in the beginning, I was wide open. I was so wide open that like I was hearing voices and seeing faces and spirit. Like I told you last season, where like I heard a Jamaican dude that was like, "You got dandruff." And I'm like, it's gel, damn it. Like, why are you in my space? Like, you ever had that really crispy hair gel that like, it doesn't flake, but it does, you know? Anyway, so like I was wide open, so wide open. And when you don't have somebody to tell you that, you can actually close it down somewhat so that you're not being bombarded. You get, you know, people, and I know people who will do things to kind of shut it down. And I just wish that they knew that there's an easier way, because they lose themselves, and it's, I've seen it. It's quite sad at times, but there's other people who will use those substances to stay in the spiritual world because it feels so damn good. Like when you're in a trance or you're sitting in a salt cave today and last week, and you're just like feeling this beautiful energy and it feels so good. And you just don't want to like, go back to work. Fuck work. I don't want to go back to work. You know what I mean? Fuck those bills. I don't want to do that. I totally understand that. But if you're doing this for, you know, profession to help people, then you have to stay in the real world. You have to relate to your clientele. And you need to have a good head on your shoulders. And that's where grounding and staying balanced, you know, you need to be able to ground to Mother Gaia, to Earth or whatever, and be down here, but also be able to, you know, go up when you need to do those spiritual healings or readings and all that. So I totally understand that, but there has to be a healthy balance, because how the hell can you help somebody? And I know from experience, if you're all out of whack, you know, like if your chakras are going, you know what I mean? Like you can't, I'm going to balance you. Bitch, you can't even balance yourself. Like, how, you know, I'm not like, what? Okay. It's like.
Figure eights for days. I'm balancing. Right?
So I know when my stuff is not all together, because stuff is going on. And that's when I say, okay, I'm going to take a break and rewire myself and get back to center and be balanced. Like today, like I said, I was in the salt caves. It was amazing. And I did it last week. And I'm telling you, you walk out like cloud nine, but like on Earth, like Earth, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Not up here. So anyway, balancing is very important.
You're in a salt cave. Of course, you're going to be grounded. You can't get any more dense than that. But Jose Joe says that he's like an underground bunker and he needs to open himself up for readings and such. And I completely understand that. Because otherwise...
That's the other side of things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I get that. I spent a long period of time being that person because it took me a long time to learn how to turn it off. And once I figured out how to turn it off, I wasn't so sure that I wanted to turn it back on again.
You know... In the beginning, I was so excited. I say in the beginning, but when I was a little kid, I used to have experiences. But I'm talking, when I say the beginning, I'm talking about like my spiritual reawakening. I was having such great experiences that I didn't want it to stop. But yet, I didn't want people, spirits, whatever, waking me up in the middle of the night, but I didn't want it to stop because I see fuzzy air. Ooh.
That's when you set the rules. That's when you set the rules.
But see, I didn't have anybody, you know, I had Amanda Lynette Mader, shout out to her, awesome blog, who gave me all this information and stuff with her blogs, but I didn't really understand it because I didn't have that one-on-one where I can say, these are my issues. It was like, okay, what blog is out? I'll learn that.
Yeah.
Great blog for beginners or even, you know, those who are experienced. But I just didn't know that I was so wide open. And I wonder why my basement was so freaking scary. You know, why did I not want to go on the other side of the house when I was home by myself? Why did I need to listen to music choice when I went to bed? Because I couldn't have the lights off, you know, because I was so open. I was so damn open. And then when I realized how to close myself down, and it was so simple, it was like, why didn't I think of that? Like, it's so simple. But
it really wasn't.
Experiences.
Like, please let us know. If you've had these kind of experiences too, please let us know in the comments. I'm just going to keep talking about my experience while you guys type. when I was a kid, I would see crazy, crazy stuff. I will never, ever forget. The very first thing I actually remember seeing with my eyes was because my mom and I used to share a bedroom, and we had two twin beds that were set across from each other. And she was asleep in her bed, I was in my bed, and I saw these figures rotating around her where they would come out of the wall and they would dip down in front of her and disappear into the floor. They were glowing like blue gray. One guy, I will never forget this, one man was wearing a full tuxedo with a top hat and a cane. I still have no idea. I don't know who he is, who he was, but that image will forever be ingrained and burned in my brain. And I remember seeing that happen, and I was so scared. Like, it was so bad when I was a kid that as I was trying to sleep, because I get all these crazy visuals and stuff that would just bombard me, that I had a whole process that I would close my eyes and I would look all the way as far left as I possibly could and then as far up as I could. So I'm literally trying to go to sleep like this because if my eyes don't move, I can't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
Once I figured out how to, like, eventually, after all this trial and error of not seeing this stuff, to be able to go to sleep and get somewhat of a good night's sleep, I was constantly being woken up. I was constantly getting crap night's sleep. But, and that's usually...
How old were you?
My God. Probably 12 or 13. Like, it got worse.
Oh, wow. That old? Wow.
It got worse. Yeah. No, I mean, when that happened, the very first time I remember seeing that, like, that image with my mom, I was probably 6.
Mm-hmm.
It was shortly after we moved to Florida from New York.
But see, you had something different, which was great. You had somebody that was supportive and probably didn't shut you down and say, no, you're imagining it. So that's probably why you were able to continue.
I didn't wake her up. I didn't wake up my mom.
No. But like in the waking hours, if you talk to her, I'm sure she didn't say, oh, that's crazy. You're dreaming or something like that, right?
I mean, I don't really remember telling her. I think I was so freaked out because I knew how weird it was. But if I told my mom, she'd probably be like, where did you see this? Because I'm getting a priest. So, I mean, it was just like, it was probably 12 or 13 when I learned to just like kind of shut it down for a little bit. And then it was
at that age, you have a little more control over yourself. Whereas like a kid who's like, oh, I'm seeing all these scary things. They don't realize that they can just say, go away. I don't want you here, and bring in, you know, this, you know, protective energy or, you know, shut it down.
Everything. I tried everything. Seriously. Like saying, leave me alone.
I wish I knew.
Leave me alone. I don't want any of this. I just didn't know what it was. I had no idea what it was, and it freaked me out for a long time. And then when I did figure it out, my mom, you know, she knew what it was, but it was kind of like, I don't want to admit this to other people because they're going to think I'm crazy. At least I had the acceptance of my mother, but still.
Oh, I didn't tell anybody. I just went to bed scared of the darkness. But at the same time, I never liked my door being open. Like, some people would want their door open because it brings in light. Hell no, because I didn't like the hallway because they were always in the effing hallway. Peeping in my door. I'm sorry.
Yeah, run all the way down. About it. Shut off the light and then run your ass back.
Why the hell my room is always at the end of the hallway so I can see all the hell? Come on now. Anyway, so I preferred to like have my door closed. I would rather like stay in the dark because I can't see it than to like have them in the hallway staring at me. She's just gonna shit out of me.
So, Ardelia,
are reconnecting maybe, because of our show.
Maybe Ardelia, maybe it was Papa Legba. I have no idea. But Lisa said that she's had those experiences when she was a kid too, that she would see eyes looking at her from the wall all the time. She'd be so freaked out. And last night her son told her that he feels an energy looking at him and he sees shadows, and she wholeheartedly believes him. So she tried doing grounding meditation with him last night, where she had him ground, surround, and envision a shield protecting him. And yeah, that's really, really good. And he's 10. That's a very difficult age.
Yeah.
What's with the hallway? The hallway is ridiculous. That's where everything hides. The hallway is the highway of every place I've ever been in. Every place I've ever done an investigation on. It's always the hallway is the highway every single time.
It's, I swear, like, and I'm saying ghosts, not spirits, but ghosts, they just love that creepy ass hallway, standing all the way in the back and then walking slow. Man, listen, I don't got time for that. Get your ass out of here. I can't. I just can't.
Pineapples.
Why? Why?
Pineapples, I don't like it.
Okay. All right. I hate the hallway. I hate the hallway. Don't, you're not getting me in the attic. Okay. You're not getting me in a creepy basement. That was one thing that if I'm buying a house, there's not going to be a creepy ass basement, because I've been there, done that, and I'm not going to wash clothes. I will take my ass to the laundromat down the street before I go into a creepy ass basement. It's just, there's also creepy closets. No disrespect if you have one of these closets. I'm just saying for myself. But if I see a house that has them pint-sized closets, F you. What? Not going in that house.
Oh my God, I love little cubby holes. I love cubby holes.
Not. Shout out to my boy Armin. He knows what I'm talking about. F those tiny little closets. You can't even put anything in them anyway. Hell no. Let me tell you why. Okay. Let me tell you why. It's because any area in your house, and I'm not trying to creep you out. I'm just saying, if you're sensitive, you have spirits around you. You have ghosts around you all the time anyway, because they're like, hey, girlhead. But any place that you don't frequent, and usually it's those little closets, usually it's the back of your basement or the attic. You don't go there. So that's a place where these energies can be left alone. So at those closets.
I love those little closets. But Jose says that it's always been mirrors for him. And Carol says that a hallway holds many escapes, always doors or turnarounds. Yes. And that's absolutely true.
Absolutely. The doors, especially doors that are facing each other, it's like a portal, like Jose Joe was saying.
It's a high traffic mirrors, area.
Yes. Yes, mirrors, yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. And if you're a kid from the 90s, I don't even want to say the name. We'll just say BM, okay? And you figure it out. But as a kid, that shit used to scare me. But yeah. There is something to it. There is something to it, which is why. And I used to have a mirror in my bedroom, every single bedroom. But I don't do that shit no more, okay? No mirror.
Got it. Caroline says that when she closes her eyes to fall asleep, she has so many faces and people flash through her mind. She never knows what to make of them. And I completely relate to that. So maybe, Caroline, you're getting messages from people on the other side who are looking for help. And Bev, you're totally right. Harry Potter had to hang out in that kind of space.
Yeah, but see, he's a witch. Okay. He's not a medium.
A witch.
Wizard. Did I say that right?
You're offending the Harry Potter fans.
Wait, I thought we can call them that now because everybody is one and the same. No?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm not actually a Harry Potter fan. I don't know what's happening right now. I like to take certain pop culture references and just jab at them sometimes, like Lord of the Rings, you know. I've never actually seen it, but I'll talk about Gollum and his preciouses.
Whoa, whoa.
And on that note.
Whoa, you never saw Lord of the Rings?
Hell no.
Oh no.
Uh-uh. Even the trees walked in those movies. No thanks.
No. What? No, yeah. You have homework, Missy. You got to watch all of Harry Potter. You just have to. And Fantastic Beasts, okay? And Lord of the Rings.
I've seen and, almost all of Harry Potters.
And if you want to get extra credit, you're going to watch The Hobbit.
Oh,
okay.
No. No. Beverly says
yes,
that
feng shui can yeah. help.
Yeah, absolutely. But with that,
yes,
though,
yeah,
we are going to say goodnight and that we will see you. I know this is hard. We're going to see you next week on YouTube Live. So please make sure you go subscribe to our channel so you get a notification whenever we go live next Wednesday. And we will see you there.
Yes, Ardelia. Bye, everyone.